Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our message today comes from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 12 through 20. Mm-hmm. I'm reading from the NIV. Okay. And the scripture says, "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all of the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free. We have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, 'I am not the hand, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, 'Because I am not the eye, I am not of the body,' is that therefore not of the body? If the whole body was an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole body was hearing, where was the smelling? But now have God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased him. And if we're all one member, where were the body? But now we are all many, but now are there many members, yet only one body." Today I want to speak on the topic, stay in your lane. Mm-hmm. Stay in your lane. Paul was speaking of the body of Christ and how each of us are a part of that body. Mm-hmm. He also states that each part is equally important. He uses the human body as an example in verses 15 through 20 when he says that if the foot shall say, "I'm not the hand, I'm not important." Or if the eye should say, "I'm not the ear, I'm not important."
Right.
But God, like he said, has made every member of the Christ spiritual body just as important. Paul is saying that each part of the body is vital in their own roles. No spiritual gift is more important than the other. All work together in spiritual harmony. Now let's relate this to us. God decided before he created us what our roles, our purpose would be, and which gifts he would give us. This is fine and dandy. However, we as humans are never satisfied. It is human nature to want more. What if I told you that you are what God wants you to be, and we should accept the gifts given by God and use them to the fullest, to the glory of God? Our problem is we are so busy trying to do someone else's gift, which is not us to do. God made some to teach, to preach, to heal others, to prophesy, to speak in tongues, as well as the ability to interpret tongues. This is stated in 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 10. No one gift is greater than the other, and having one gift does not make you better than someone else. God gave these gifts to exalt the kingdom of God, not us. The problem is that we have so many people operating gifts that were not given to them by God, and they are trying to glorify themselves. I will use preaching as an example. How can you preach the word of God if you do not know God? How can you preach the word of God if you don't have a relationship with him and you're not led by him? There are many preachers out here right now that are being led by their own selves, their own desires, or their own congregations. Many of them are so afraid to preach the truth as not to offend members. They're afraid that this will cause people to leave if they tell the truth. People will leave their congregations, and thus the church will lose money. These preachers would rather preach a generic, soft message with bits of the truth to satisfy the flesh of the members and themselves. They claim to know God. Listen, y'all. We serve a God that does not compromise to spare her feelings, does not sugarcoat the truth, and corrects us out of love for our own betterment. Amen? We have personally been in situations where other ministers, I have personally been in situations where other ministers said to me that I was being too harsh or rough on people when God used me to minister. They told me that no one wants to come to church to be criticized, corrected that way. Now, I ask you this question. If that is true, then my question is, why are you coming to church in the first place? Honestly, some people come to church for the praise and worship music. I've seen people leave after praise and worship because that's why they came. They came to hear that and they're satisfied and they leave. Some others come to church looking for spouses. Okay, leave that alone. Others come just to be seen and to be heard. Then there are some who come to church because they have titles in the church, which makes them feel important. They really use their power too. Think about an usher trying to enter the sanctuary when an usher is at the door. It's like trying to get through TSA in an airport. Okay, they really take their job real serious. Getting back to the no compromise, when Jesus ministered, there was no compromise whatsoever. The same with the apostles. If we as a people really have everything figured out, if we could save ourselves, if we were without sin, and we were walking and living righteously, then I'm sure the good Lord would not have to have a corrective message for us because we'd already be there. The message would be totally different. But we're not there yet. So God has to correct us to get us on the right path. Now, these preachers that I mentioned are easy to spot. The next time that you hear a preacher, ask yourself these questions. Number one, does his or her words line up with the scripture? Number two, does his or her words assist you in your walk with God? Number three, does his or her words help you to develop a relationship with God? Because let's face it, no relationship with God, you've lost the battle already. Number four, and listen to this very carefully. Did I learn anything that can help me to change? You hear me, saints? Because if we were okay the way we are, we wouldn't need to change, but we're not okay. All right? I preached recently regarding the importance of the Holy Spirit being awakened in you. 1 John 4:1 states, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. You can't test spirits if the spirit within you hasn't been awakened, guys. That's why I spoke about the Holy Spirit a few weeks back. But those of you who have had your spirit awakened, all you have to do when you listen to a minister is this. Number one, get quiet immediately. Number two, simply ask God if what you're hearing is from him. You can do a quick little prayer in those exact words. Lord, is what I am hearing from you. Number three, listen for the answer. God is willing to leave 99 to get the one. So he will appreciate the fact that you even asked him and will give you the answer. Just trust him enough to ask. Saints, we all have spiritual gifts. Some of us have tapped into our gifts. We need not only accept whatever gifts we have received from the good Lord, but be satisfied with it and not try to operate in spiritual gifts not given to us. Folks, God did not give me the gift of interpreting in tongues. And I do not try to operate in that gift, okay? I'm okay with that because it's not God's will for me to do that. Otherwise, I would. It is not God's will to operate in your own. It is God's will for you to operate in your own spiritual gift and not and let him develop that gift while you're at it. Now, I'm talking about God giving you spiritual gifts, but God's also giving you abilities. Okay? Now, some have the ability to communicate well with others. Some have the ability financially to handle money or to advise others to do so. Some have the ability to sell. I can go on and on and on. Our problem is we got people in the real world operating in jobs that they should not have, okay? I'll use customer service as an example, okay? Now, you know, you go to a store, you ask somebody for some help, you can tell right away if they should be doing customer service, because a lot of them should not. They have no people skills, they have no desire to help you, so why are they in customer service? They shouldn't be, okay? It's simple as that. There are other gifts, other abilities that God has given us. Whatever the ability you have, use it to the fullest. And don't try and go do something else. Now we'll close on this real life example. I have the ability, through God, to drive a car. But that does not mean that I should be driving in the Indianapolis 500 race, okay? I use that car analogy to say that we should stay in our own lane. If we stay in our own lane, so to speak, God can develop our skills and our spiritual gifts so that all of them can be used for his glory and not our own. Every ability, every gift is from God, for God, and all about God. The straight path or lane is narrow. And we can easily drift out of our lane or path not meant for us. Would you agree with that? So in closing, let me just state to stay the course laid out to us by God, using our spiritual gifts as well as our natural ability for his glory, and try not to use other gifts or abilities not given to us. And I just pray that we all stay in our own lanes. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this word. Father, encourage us, help us, Lord. We need to use everything that you get given us for your glory and honor. Have us to not try and do someone else's ability or gift, but stay in our own lanes, Father. Help us, Lord, to understand that wherever we are is where you want us to be. And we give you glory, praise, and honor for that, Lord. We thank you, Father. We need you in all things. Father, I pray, Lord, that this message will go forth to many and that many will hear it and come to you, Father, so that you can be glorified. Father, we thank you and ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.